This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chair Prachanda meet to discuss seat allocations for upcoming election. Committee continues to record statement from suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rada over impeachment motion. And ex-US President Donald Trump calls current US President Joe Biden enemy of state over FBI raid. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition is being held today. The meeting is scheduled to take place at Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The top leaders, along with the members of the task force, are holding a meeting to get the final agreement on the seat allocation. Likewise, Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chair and former Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting today. During the meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar, matters relating to the seat allocation in the House of Representatives and Province Assembly election, among others, were discussed. The top leaders of the two major political parties met when a task force formed by the five ruling parties as per the agreement for an electoral alliance lately remains active in drafting a modality of the consensus. Nepali Congress leader Krishna Prasad Chitaula leads the task force. According to press chief to Prime Minister Deoba, Govinda Pariyar, party leaders are expected to remain busy in several rounds of talks and discussions throughout the day today in view of the elections. The Impeachment Motion Recommendation Committee formed by the Parliament in regard to the impeachment motion registered against suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rada continues to record statements from him today as well. Today is the third day that committee takes the statement of the suspended Chief Justice over the impeachment motion. The committee has prepared 43 questions. In the previous statement, Rana denied the charges and said he was doing his role as the Chief Justice in accordance with the Constitution. It may be noted that Rana is charged with the impeachment with 98 House of Representatives members registering it at the Federal Parliament Secretariat on February 13th. Seeking a share in the cabinet and professional incompetency are among those 21 charges Rana faces in the impeachment. Earlier, Nepal Bar Association Supreme Court unit submitted a 34-point letter to the committee to prove the impeachment against Rana. Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC Mayor Balendra Saha has said that he has started the work of instilling hope in the citizens during his last 100 days in office. Remembering that it has been 100 days since he took over the office of the head of the metropolis, Chief Saha said that it is more meaningful to see how the common people saw his tenure than how it was for the past 100 days. He said that even though he has been in the office for 100 days, he has a plan for 5 years. He added that he is ready to bear criticism and insults for some time and he is not ready to turn away from the path of long-term solutions and management of the problems of the metropolis. He added the work that the KMC has been doing under his leadership would start yielding results only if people get positive energy and feel a change. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The ex-US President Donald Trump has called current US President Joe Biden an enemy of the state at his first rally since the FBI searched his Florida resort for sensitive files. Speaking to thousands of supporters in Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania, the ex-president accused Mr. Biden of weaponizing the FBI against him. Trump claimed the raid was one of the most shocking abuses of power by any administration in American history. Former President Trump is currently involved in a legal tussle with federal authorities over a cache of classified documents that the FBI seized last month. Government authorities say Mr. Trump improperly took and stored White House documents, including some marked top secret at his Florida home, the Mar-a-Lago resort. Federal prosecutors now say he may have obstructed the investigation into his possession of the documents. The launch of NASA's new Artemis I moon rocket is facing a potentially lengthy delay after a second postponement. Controllers tried and failed again yesterday to get the Space Launch System, SLS vehicle, to lift off. They were thwarted by a fuel leak. The SLS is the most powerful rocket ever developed by the U.S. Space Agency and is designed to send astronauts and their equipment back to the moon after an absence of 50 years. Local media have reported at least 6 people have died while climbing Eurasia's highest active volcano in eastern Russia's Kamchatka region. The rescuers are unable to reach another 6 climbers on the volcano because of bad weather. All the climbers are Russian nationals. The 12-strong group, which included 2 guides, began their ascent to the summit on Tuesday. The volcano, whose asymmetrical cone towers high above the Kamchatka Peninsula, is the part of the natural volcanoes of Kamchatka UNESCO World Heritage Site. The volcano is considered sacred by some indigenous communities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province No. 1 today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Madhes and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 29 degrees Celsius with 5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda meet to discuss seat allocations for upcoming election. Committee continues to record statement from suspended Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rana over impeachment motion. And ex-US President Donald Trump calls current US President Joe Biden enemy of state over FBI raid. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.